Let us pray. Father in heaven, we give you thanks this day that you have called us into the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, into a family of faith. And we pray now that you would, by your Spirit, give us ears to hear your word, to draw us close, to still our hearts in times of difficulty, to give to us the ability to hold, to guard, to rejoice in our identity. In your name we pray. Amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ, brothers and sisters, a relationship. I've always been, I don't know, plagued by my identity in regard to relationships. Perhaps you have too. When I was younger, working for my father who owned his own business, people would say, "Oh, you must be Glenn's son." Or when I visit my wife's classroom in the school where she teaches, I'm introduced as Mrs. Warmbier's husband. When my son Matt first transferred to Concordia, Portland, I imagine he heard, "Oh, are you Professor Warmbier's son?" And when I come to the seminary, I have people ask me, "Mike Warmbier, are you related to Matt?" And you know, I've never really been happy with any of those identities. It's not that I'm ashamed of those relationships, but quite frankly, I want to be known as me. I want to be known on my own merits. I want to be known not by my relationship to somebody. I want to be known for who I am. Relationships are something that define us, not just the relationships to family. In our text, St. Paul directs Timothy to see his identity in the relationships he has, not just to family. And so he calls us to see our identity in him, not by my action, but by his. Now, ordinarily, I would have us walk through the text. Time doesn't allow that this morning, but in these 14 verses, the beginning of Paul's second letter to Timothy, Paul's writing from captivity, reflecting upon what has brought him to where he is, reflecting on some of the people who have been significant in his life, reflecting on his dear brother Timothy, his son of the faith, he calls him, his vicar, perhaps, one who shared in the work with him. And Paul directs Timothy to share in the thankfulness that Paul has for how Timothy got to this place, perhaps a few steps behind where Paul is now, but he recalls how he learned the faith from Lois and from Eunice, how he learned the faith to a greater degree, perhaps, from Paul, how he joined Paul with Silas on that second missionary tour, how he represented Paul. And Paul is now looking back upon the years of relationship with Timothy that has brought him to this point. And Paul does an interesting thing. He juxtaposes Paul's own work and effort and experience and impending death with the gracious gift of God and everlasting life, which he anticipates at the day, whenever that day comes for Paul. And he calls Timothy to find encouragement in not the laying on of Timothy's own hands. If you've seen that movie, The Apostle, with Robert Duvall, he baptizes himself, ordains himself as an apostle. Man, how we'd love to do that. No, not the laying on of Timothy's own hands, and not even the laying on of Paul's hands, but the laying on of God's hands. And then in verses 13 and 14, Paul calls Timothy to two imperatives: to hold the salutary teaching, to guard the deposit through the Holy Spirit who indwells Timothy. He calls you and me to guard the salutary teaching, to hold it, to guard the deposit. The work of God, not the work of my hands. Consider with me three things then as we focus on this text to see what God is saying to us. We first of all share a common need. I want my identity to be, we have a hymn that says this in the converse, not what these hands have done. No, I want my identity to be what these hands have done. My service, my efforts, my accomplishments. How could Paul not be thinking that as he writes to Timothy? And how could Timothy not be thinking that? How can we not be thinking that? We just talked about student performance and outcomes in the Alumni Council. That is a reality of life. And the sense of pride that I have when my accomplishment marks my identity. But it's not what these hands have done. Secondly, what we share is not our common need, the sin, the pride, the desire to hold my own fate in my hands. The common identity we have is the calling that we've received in baptism. When another's hands, the pastor's hands, God's hands perhaps, speaking through him, marking through him, receive the sign of the Holy Cross both upon your forehead and upon your heart to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. That's the mark of our identity. That's the mark of identity that Paul rejoices in. He doesn't use that liturgical formulation, but as we know from reading the Pauline epistles, he is very aware of the connection between baptism and taking on Christ, and then the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And so as we think about our own identity, don't we remark? No, that's not right. Because I never mark myself as God's child, that I am reminded of the marking in baptism. How many times do we do that a day in a service? In our life, that this is my identity. It's the identity that we share. And so thirdly, we're given a common task, not based on what we would grasp. You know, I love that language in Philippians 2, that take on this same, have this same mind in you that is in Christ Jesus, who though being in very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, not comprehended. Grasped like a three-year-old does its toys. Mine. Our need is to have our hands pried from us. Our identity is in the work of God in His hands. And so now our God who marks and calls us to do what Paul does with Timothy, to hold the salutary teaching, to guard the deposit. This is the word that you hear. This is the word that you share. This is the word that you proclaim. This is the word to which St. Paul directs Timothy. This is the word to which St. Paul directs you. To mark your identity, not by what you have done, but by what he has done. Helpful when you've only got 8 minutes. And so, brothers and sisters, we rejoice in our common identity. In a few moments, we will confess that identity in the words of the Creed, that we are in this together, you and I. We're made of the same stuff. We've been reborn in the same work of God. As Paul says to Timothy, thanks be to God for his work in us. Amen.